who lives, I think in the same, I think in the same area, but farther away, more in the countryside, I guess you could say, and less
Sure.
like on the water where they live. And but yeah, they go to their aunt, and they do have that like moment at the beginning when they arrive where they see all the fireflies. Obviously, as the title suggests, fireflies like come, you know, up a lot.
Yeah.
In the film. So they have that moment where like there's tons of them and they're running around and they're flying around and, you know, they're just kind of like hanging out, which is a lot, which they do that a lot. The two of them do that a lot. They hang out a lot.
There's a lot of hanging out in this movie for sure.
Yeah.
But they finally get to their aunt's house and we're introduced to the aunt. And at first, you're like, oh, this aunt person, she's
That's
pretty nice.
nice. Yeah. And she kind of, yeah.
But of course, we learn pretty quickly that this aunt is not the nicest human being in the world. She has some,
Not really.
she has some issues, I would say, some
She gets
headbutting.
progressively more upset with the two kids, for reasons that aren't really in their control. You know, like they don't work, but I don't know. Like they both seem very young, so it's kind of hard to, I don't know, ask like a little baby to go work. Like I don't understand. Like it's like I don't think you can be there. Like she's basically getting mad at them because they're like freeloaders, but it's like, you
They're
know,
kids.
they're kids. Like I don't know what to tell you. And you know, they can't go to school, right? Because as he says in the movie, the school's been destroyed. But yeah, she gets progressively like more and more angry and annoyed with them. Frustratingly so.
It's wild. And there's this wild scene early on where, you know, the two of them, they're just kind of like sitting around, chillaxing, living their life. And the aunt comes in and she asks, why aren't you in school? And he goes, oh, we can't go to school because the school burned down, so I can't work in the iron mines. Which means that these kids were going to school and then being sent to iron mines to like help with the war effort, which is wild
Yeah.
that these like 10-year-old kids. I mean, I get that at the time everyone was sort of on the war effort, which is definitely much more the case in Japan than it was in the United States. I mean, of course, in the United States, women were becoming riveters and, you know, all that kind of
Yeah,
stuff,
all that
but
shit.
even more so in Japan. Like you watch the early work of Kurosawa or these Japanese filmmakers during World War II, like literally everyone was doing their part because it's such a so much smaller of a country than, you know, the United States or a lot of the countries they're up against. So
Yeah.
every single person kind of had to be part of the process, but not these two kids, these lazy sons of
Yeah, they're good for
bitches.
nothing. Yeah, it's like I don't yeah, I understand kind of the do your part thing or whatever, but yeah, it's just kind of it's frustrating like to, she just gets progressively more and more angry at them. And you know, they have to divvy up rations and you know, I think when it comes to like food, just like with animals, I feel like food is something that I think when it has to be like rationed and stuff like that, I feel like food is something that really makes people contentious and very angry, you know, when it comes to, I'm eating this, you know, I have this food, they have that food, you know, why do they have more food than me? You know, like shit like that, where it's just kind of like this, you know, angry, kind of contentious mood when it comes to food. And it's definitely demonstrated here and some other media I've seen, you know, where, you know, food is just like this thing that is very, very, you know, important to the Japanese people, right? And it's something that they can't get a lot of. And you know, with kids eat have to eat a lot. So it and they do, right? So it's kind of difficult to do that when you have to ration.
And rations are all the more challenging, which you see in the film, because it's not really an issue of money or being able to trade things. As you can see, they're trading all this stuff and money, and it's not that they don't have the money to buy more rations or can't afford it. It's that, you know, every person can only have this many rations and it doesn't really matter how much money you give or how much money you don't give. Like this is all there is because the rest has to go to feeding the troops or, you know, it has been destroyed by farmland or whatever. So it's another frustrating thing where you're given a certain amount of ration and you just have to have it. Like there's not really any choice around it. There's no control And I think that has a lot to do with yep. the food thing and rice specifically, of course, is
rice, yeah.
that sense of control, that sense of being able to do something or anything at all, especially during mm-hmm. these war times. So the aunt refusing to give the kids anything with a good amount of rice is very frustrating.
Right. But I kind of understand. Obviously, I understand because you got to make sure everybody doesn't die. You know, you got to keep it. You got to keep it at a good amount. So, but yeah, like you said, it's just kind of like the whole thing. Obviously, I'd like to imagine that most Americans would not be able to survive a world would be able to survive this period of time in which like food has to be rationed, you know, mm-hmm. and you have to kind of like be very careful with it. Most Americans, I think, would give up.
I mean, it certainly says a lot for the dedication to their country and their strong belief in what they're fighting for, whatever it is that they're fighting for, you know, a true sense of community, which is inspiring to the nth degree, even if they are going through situations which are just absolutely awful, as these two kids are with their aunt. And does the aunt, are those both her kids, or is it?
Those are her kids.
Okay, so it's her daughter and her son?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those are her kids, yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wasn't sure, 100% sure on the relationship between the daughter and the son. I didn't know if that was her son or if that was someone she was like dating or close to or married.
I feel like those are probably both her kids, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But obviously the aunt she kind of has that sort of classic stepmother kind of feel to her. Mm-hmm. In the sense that these aren't really
evil stepmother,
her kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do I have to take care of them? Fuck this. You know, like,
yeah. Where's their father? Where's their mother? These sort of things, which is,
yeah, just getting very, yeah. And that's pretty much like
not the greatest aunt in the world.
That's pretty much like 30 minutes of the movie, right? Is like them yeah. living with their aunt and dealing with it. And also, you know, at one point she gets so angry that she's just like, you can just eat yourself, you know? And like eat by yourself, or we're not going to eat together anymore. And they're like, okay. And they were able to get some cooking equipment,
and then they do it,
their own food, and they do it, and they do it. And she gets like angry about it, like
she's,
you know,
mad.
Yeah, she gets constantly mad. You know, they kind of check out the whole area. They like the area. You know, they go to the beach. They have like a nice little moment at the beach.
Beach is nice.
It's nice. I like that you have that bit where they think about like taking that photo, that family photo. With all four of them, mm-hmm. that's a nice moment as well. Yeah, you know, they're just, but like I said, they just get progressively, the aunt progressively gets more and more angry mm-hmm. at them. Like I said, it's frustrating, but you know.
It is extremely frustrating, but certainly within the sense of believability, I mean, there's nothing fantastically evil about this woman. I mean, certainly not.
Not really, no.
Top-notch love by any means.
Yeah.
Not the best aunt in the world, but nothing outside the range of normality, especially during these trying times. But at the end of the day, the inevitable happens, which is these two kids are like, we can't do this anymore. Like, we just can't handle being constantly berated.
Yeah.
And so, and I think the reason that they decide to do this is because there's an air raid